That's cool.
Okay, Chevre, generally speaking, when we have a say there, we spend a lot of time, an inordinate amount of time sometimes, on Magid. And as we get to the end of Magid, we are rushed. And alachas kama v'kama toivu mechupelas amokam aleinu, when we get to Hallel, as in after Baruch, when we get to Hallel, we're very rushed, and we don't spend time as we should on the Hallel, neither at the Hallel at the beginning of the Seder, nor at the Hallel, nor on the Hallel at the end of the Seder. And I think it's kedai to just spend some time understanding Hallel. Hallel, remember our prakim in Tehillim, beginning Perek Kuf Yud Gimel and going on. So we'll talk about
Maybe.
Hallel. Yes, sir.
What about the Hallel before the Seder?
The Hallel before the Seder, in other words, the Hallel of Beis HaKnesses,
That's also
that's also a very important Hallel. I was not planning on speaking about that today. There is a lot of literature about the Yerushalmi that says that there's Yud Chas Yom and Beis Leila Yishe Gomer as HaHalel. So the Talmud Bavli, the Rashba Paskins, that you should say Hallel at night. Rav Soloveitchik recommended the Talmidim who are going into Rabbonus that if they can arrange for the shul to say Hallel at night without causing too much of a stink or a stir, so they should do so. When I was a shul rabbi, so I was uncertain about whether we should say Hallel or Leil HaSeder in shul. It turned out that two predecessors before me, Rabbi Elazar Muskin, who's now in Yonge Yeruah Century City in LA, had been the rabbi Mount Sinai, two rabbis before me, and Rabbi Muskin had them say Hallel, Leil HaSeder in shul. My predecessor, Rabbi Schneidman, at some point had them stop saying Hallel. I reinstituted the saying of Hallel in shul. The recitation of Hallel is a very beautiful thing. There's a whole other shiur to give about the Hallel in shul, but I want to talk about now is the Hallel Leil HaSeder. Why is it that we divide that Hallel? And to kind of try to learn together some of the Hallel so that we are, yes, we say Hallel with the bracha in the Beis Knesses, absolutely. And I want to try to learn some of the Hallel together with you to enhance our understanding so that we don't rush through the Hallel, that we give it the full appropriate meaning that the Hallel deserves. It's well known that the Ran in Maseches Psachim, the Ran notes from the Reb Haigon that the Hallel Leil HaSeder is divided into two parts because this is a Hallel B'Shas HaNes. It's a Hallel that is Mitoras Shira as opposed to all other Hallels, which are statements of Hoda'ah. Shira B'Shas HaNes, the Ran says, is something that I remember when I studied Tehillim in YU undergrad with Professor Mordechai Cohen. He spoke about how Tehillim is supposed to be a spontaneous overflow of emotion. And that's really Hallel B'Shas HaNes. You go through this emotional moment of Shas HaNes, you can't not say Hallel. It flows out. And for that reason, there's no bracha on Hallel at the Seder. Because if it's Shas HaNes Mamish, you're getting all, like, you feel it, it just comes out, it's spontaneous overflow of emotions. So, memela, you can't stop and make a bracha. It's not shayach. It's not shayach to recite a bracha. Now, it's worth noting that on a certain level, Hallel that we say at the Seder, and one can argue that this is true of all Hallel, both the Hallel that's part of the Magid and the Hallel, which is an independent Siman HaSeder, is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Rambam who paskins in Shulchan Aruch based on the Ran that we're supposed to say Hallel by Chatzos. Supposed to complete Hallel by Chatzos. It's easier after they change the clock. Complete Hallel by Chatzos. What's the pshat? So we know that Chatzos is the din of Achilos Karmen Pesach ad Chatzos, Machlokas Tanoyim, the Mishnah in Brachas, and elsewhere. We know that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is equated to matzah, and matzah is equated to Pesach. So the idea of doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Chatzos is what we try to do. We try to eat matzah by Chatzos and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Chatzos, all is connected. The notion of finishing Hallel by Chatzos, that the Rambam paskins like, is because Hallel is also a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This idea is also found in Rashi, that when the Gemara, we noted this Gemara yesterday, the Gemara tells us that one of the Perushim in Lechem Oni is Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. Zokt Rashi Dvarim Harbe means Hallel and Haggadah. Hallel and Haggadah. Now, what exactly does that mean? So in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Siach HaGrid, in the Haggadah that Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein, who's currently the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, put out with his grandfather's Torah. So in the Siach HaGrid, he says that the Haggadah is only the Hallel of a Haggadah, the Hallel is only the Hallel that's part of Magid, and there's no Indian to have Matzah on the table at the end of the Seder. There's no Indian to have Matzah on the table at the Zman of Amiras Hallel, the Hallel after benching. That's what it says in the Siach HaGrid. However, elsewhere in the Siach HaGrid, he points out that all Dalet Kosos are Dalet Kosos that reflect the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the reasons why the Taz says you cannot say Kiddush until, right, this Machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz, is it they just have to drink the first kais after tzeis? Can I say Kiddush before tzeis or not? Machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz. So the Rav explains that the idea to say Kiddush after tzeis is because the Kiddush itself, the Amiras HaKiddush, is a din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a previous Yetzias Mitzrayim, which involves distinguishing between this day and all other days, like Zohar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, as the Rambam writes. So we have to say Kiddush and distinguish the days after Tzeis HaKlechavim, B'shosh Yishmat Zomar Melachim Ufanacha. Similarly, there's a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on all four kaisas. And the fourth kais has a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rav said, is based on Nishmas. However, it's possible that the entire fourth kais, all of Hallel, is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just about the factual events that happened, but it's about the emotions that we experienced. And consequently, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without focusing on those emotions. Memela Hallel has to be part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I would argue against the Rav that maybe there's an inyan to have matzah on the table, dafka, after baruch. If you remember also, we noted yesterday that one of the Pirushim and Rishonim as to why we have a third matzah is because of this din of shiyarei hapas, that bracha is only metzuya if you have a shtickel bread there, like the episode with Elisha, right? That only when you have a little bit of shemen can the shemen be misrabah and misrabah. So you need a little bit of pas on the table by Birkas HaMazon. And if the pas is on the table by Birkas HaMazon, you keep it there for Hallel. And that's the kiyum of Rashi, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe is Hallel and Haggadah. It seems to me it can't be that we're talking about only the Hallel that's part of Magid, because that Hallel is, the Hallel that's part of Magid isn't separate from Haggadah. Does haste Haggadah. Right? The fact that Rashi notes Hallel and Haggadah indicates that according to Rashi, you should have the matzah in front of you during Hallel. And that combined with the shita of the Ramah, they should say halal before chatzos, indicates that the amiras ha-halal is a key in the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it's kedai to know what we're talking about. So let's go back. Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel is the beginning of halal. Halaluka, halalu avdei Hashem, halalu Hashem Hashem, right? We all know the psukim. It's interesting to note that usually we assume that halalu avdei Hashem means avdei Hashem and not avdei paro, and that's why we say the halal now. However, when you look in the mefarshim on Tehillim, they don't point out that's avdei Hashem v'lay avdei paro. They reference the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, the halal zeh, either Klal Yisrael said b'shas sha'olo min hayam, Yehoshua said it when he defeated the 31 kings, Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah said it by the Gemara in Pesachim. There are many different times when this halal was said. It's basically, the idea is that this halal is timeless. The fact that there's so many different zmanim on the halal could have been recited indicates that this halal can go on for all times. Yihi Shem Hashem Mevayrach Me'ata V'Ad Olam. What we're saying is that it's not only about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. At this moment, when we finish Magid, so then we say, okay, Chevra, we're broadening our horizons. We're going past Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Zak the Radak. In his parish on the Novi, Avdei Hashem, the Radak Tainas are the Chachomim Yirei Hashem, Kilahem Nova Tihila Lahodos Lakel, Shehim Yod Im Lahala Lafi Chachmosim Vahasagosim Bidias Shmo. Avdei Hashem, according to the Radak, means those big Talmidei Chachomim who understand how to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. The bigger of a Talmud Chacham, they call Mishubach shows that this individual is an individual who's Mishubach, the fact that he's able to be Marbe so much. The more I'm a Talmud Chacham, the more I'm a Yorei Shamayim, the more I am able to praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because the more I feel like I really experienced it. And that's why this Mizmor goes on from Avdei Hashem, Mi Mizrach Shemesh HaMevo'o, etc. We speak about the entire world who praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rama Kol Goyim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really should be praised by everybody. But it's our responsibility as Talmidei Chachamim, we have a responsibility to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anyone else. The Mi'iri in his Perush says that Ram al kol goyim means Ram al kol Elohe Hagoyim. That's what the Mi'iri writes. In the new Moshe Rav Kook is coming out with like a Torah Chaim Chumash type of thing on Tanakh. Fortunately, our Beis Medrash has it because I probably wouldn't spend the money to buy it. But they have the Perush of the Mi'iri on Tehillim, so Rama Ko Goyim doesn't mean that all the nations should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Rama Ko Elohei HaGoyim, the Ebishtar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is elevated above all of the Avodah Zarah. Now the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reason we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, is because as exalted as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the bigger of a Talmud Chacham that I am, the more I recognize how exalted HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but I also understand that the Makom Gadluso Shamata Motze Anav Sanusai, right? That the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and this is true of human beings also, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Ha'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Ha'adam Asher Al Ha'adam. The more great you are, the more of an Anav you are. Mika Hashem Malaykenu Hamagbihi LaShaves Hamashpilu LeRais Bashamayim Va'aretz. The Anova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a comment that the Mitzudos makes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashbir Enov, Lashkiach HaKol HaNasa B'Shamayim U'Be'oretz, Mi Kashem Alaykenu Mi Anov Kamohu, Zach the Mitzudos. There's no Anov like the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is such an Anov, the Ribbono Shel Olam appreciates Anovim. Mikimi may offer do may ashbus yori mevyon. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, just like I'm an anav, and I am ashbili l'rois b'shamayim v'oretz, the more you are an anav, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elevate you. Mikimi may offer do may ashbus yori mevyon, lo'yishivim nedivim. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevate you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevates you to the place where you are sitting among the princes. It's not just you could take a guy out of the dungeon and you make the guy a regular person. And for that alone, you have to be Mishabeach u'mefa'er. But the Hoshivim Nedivim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out of the lowest rungs and he elevates us. And of course, this is true by Yetzias Mitzrayim, no? When you think about the fact that Chazal say that we're in Memtes Shari Tuma, and we go and we're elevated, not, think about how quickly it is, from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Maimed Har Sinai. All it is Sfiras HaOmer, that's it, no? And then we become the Am HaNivchar. We hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo Ba'atmo, he gives us the Torah. Lo Hayishivim Nedivim and Nedivei Amo. We are elevated to become like princes. Akaras Habayis is an interesting lashon. Rashi comments that it refers to Eretz Yisrael, refers to Yerushalayim. Roni Akara lo yalada. Right? The Akara is Zion, is Yerushalayim. Akaras Habayis, the woman who's an Akara, who feels hopeless, who feels like she doesn't have children, who feels like there's no continuity. But such a person will become Eim HaBonim Smecha. Such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will make a mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make her a happy mother, will appreciate the Kinderlach. Right? That's the beauty of this. Part of it is also found in the Radak. The Radak writes over here, Moshivi HaKeres HaBayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm reading the Radak's Lashon, is Hofeich HaTevaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Teva. Right? Chazal say that the Imohos were Akaros, no? And they didn't even have a womb. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Teva. And that's something that we're going to get to in the next Mizmor of Tehillim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to change Teva. And this means, Afilu Cherev Chadam Unachas Al Tzavar Sho'odom, right? Don't give up Ibnei Harachamim, Ayim Natsum in Harachamim. The idea is that the Ribbono Shel Olam can change Teva. And for that also, that's part of something that we say Hala for. Now, in the comments in this Karas Chaim Tanakh, in the comments that they have on Rashi over here, on Akaras Habayis, so they're bothered by the Kasha. What do you mean, Akaras Habayis, Eim Habonim Smecha? If you're not Kara, how can you be the mother of children? So they say that maybe Akaras Habayis means that you're not an Akara in the sense we didn't have children, but you're an Akara in the sense that your children are not with you. The children are distant from you. So to some extent, if this shot is correct, so this woman becomes happy because the children come back home. You know, at the beginning of the Seder, right, off the derech, absolutely. The beginning of the Seder, we have Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, right? And what happens to the Rasha? Hake Yashino Ve'emarlo, Ba'avar Zasar Shemli. Does the Rasha run away? Or does the Rasha stay at the Seder? You ever thought about that, Kasha? Right? You just pound the guy in the teeth, you know? L'chaire, he leaves. Right? But by the time we get to Hala, we say, Eim HaBonim Smecha, she felt like an Akara at the beginning. She felt like, my children aren't here. But now she comes back, right? The children come back, and she's happy, Eim HaBonim Smecha, because the child who began as an Akara, the woman who's an Akara because the children are not at home, that's the way the Elohim Pshat in the Rashi. She's not an Akara in the sense of having no children. In the sense that the children were distant, the children come back home, and that's what makes her happy. That's the way of the footnote on this Rashi learns. So that's Perek Kuf Yud Gimel in Tehillim. Now, just like a word about Prakim of Tehillim, in particular the Prakim of Hallel, the Prakim of Hallel should divide up with words Halleluka. No? So Kuf Yud Gimel works beautifully. Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and it finishes off Eim Habonim Smecha Halleluka. So it's like a unit. It says Yisrael coming after that Halleluka, it says Yisrael Mimitzrayim also finishes off. Does it finish off Halalom Yishlamayim Lamayim?
Yeah.
Right, that's the way we have it. Finishes Halalom Yishlamayim Lamayim, but that doesn't really fit in. L'cha'ira, the end of this perek is really what we have the end of Kuf Tes Vav Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka Me'at Va'adolam Halaluka. And the Mi'iri, in his comment on Perek Kuf Yud Zayin in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Zayin seems to be the shortest perek in all of Tanakh, or certainly in Tehillim. Halu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, only two psukim. Kigar El Chastem Es Hashem Olam Haleluka. So he discusses, can you have a mizmar that's only two prakim or not? He says, if Kuf Yud Zayin, the prakim in Tehillim are not from the Christians. Nachon. The prakim in Tehillim are a genuine Mesaira that Klai Yisrael has. Kimosha Kosuv in Meseches, Brachis at the beginning, about Ashrei, etc. The Gemara discusses how many prakim in Tehillim. Prakim in Tehillim is not Christian. It's real. It's Jewish. Okay? Please apologize to Jake. But Prakim and Tehillim are Jewish, Rabbosai. So the Pashtus is a Kuf Yudalid and Kuf Tas Vav are one Perek. And then there's a tiny little Perek of Kuf Yud Zayin. That's the Pashtus. The Miri has another Deya that Kuf Yud Zayin is near the end of Kuf Tas Zayin. Maybe we'll talk about that later. Now, if that's the Pshat, that B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim and Lulana was one Perek in Tehillim, it's really interesting, and no matter what, we have to deal with the kasha. How come when we say half halal, we skip out, we omit lolanu and a hafti? Why are these the prakim of Tehillim that are omitted? And it's worth noting that a hafti is not a full perek also, no? Lolanu, it could be, is not a full perek. A hafti is certainly not a full perek because ma'oshev l'Hashem, right, which we have as a separate perek in Tehillim, we have a separate perek in the Hallel, ma'oshev l'Hashem is the end of Kuf Tes Zayin in Tehillim. So the amazing thing is that we are never omitting a complete perek of Tehillim. In the Encyclopedia Talmudit, in Erech Hallel, so the authors of the Encyclopedia Talmudit give a number of different shittos about what gets skipped in half Hallel. The Pashtus is that we skip a Havdi because a Havdi is Tfila. And Shevach, excuse me, Tfila in the sense of Bakasha. And the Hallel is Chayda'ah. We skip the Bakasha parts. How can we skip Lolanu? Probably because Lolanu is more of a downer than the other Prakim. I'm not really sure. But one thing I could tell you is that the Rav is quoted as saying that just like the Rambam writes that when it comes to Tefillah, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, that you have to have Shevach and Bakasha and Hoda'ah. So Hallel also begins with Shevach, then there's Bakasha, then there's Hoda'ah. The Shevach are the Prakim at the beginning, B'tzeis Yisrael, the Halleluka, Hallel of Dei Hashem, then B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim is Shevach. The Bakasha is a Havdi. No? Ki hito aznei li, right? I'm calling to the Rabbona Shalaylam, right? That is, right? And a Havdi, especially if you have a Havdi together with Min HaMetzar, which it is, right? Ona Hashem Yudavnik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. It's prayer. Right? It's Hoda'ah. L'cha Ezvaseva told us Hoda'ah. So you go from Shabbat to Bakasha in a Hafti to Hoda'ah, which is the Seder of Tefillah. But let's just go on very quickly. B'tesis Shom Yimitzrayim B'is Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez. Right? In Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Dalet. So, Chacham Avad Yosef in his Haggadah, right? This is for you, Nady. You probably like Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya says that the Torah has...
Maran Pe'er Hador.
What?
Maran Pe'er Hador.
Maran Pe'er Hador. Nachon. Right? Chacham Avadya. Ah, Chacham Avadya. Chacham Vigam Gaon. You know, there's like a Israeli song about him. But Chacham Avadya has in his Haggadah, Haggadah's Mamish Kaftova Felach. Mamish beautiful. So in the Chazon Avadia, he has a pshat like this. The Torah has a lashon about Vaya Anunu, right? That they oppressed us. But you have to remember that Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu were like married. And the lashon of Inui could also mean the lashon of rape, raping a Naira Hamurasa. Now, the Torah says that she's Chayiv Skila. So, Helhorim Rokdu Cha'ilin Yavoyz Kivnei Tzayin, the mountains are all happy. The mountains are like, we're going to come down and crash down on those Egyptians, and we'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah Skila because they raped Klal Yisrael. But the Hayom Yisov La'ochar, the Yam like goes backwards. So like, what do we have to do with punishing the Mitzrayim? They're Chayiv Skila. So the Rebbe Nisham says, HaHoifki Yatzura Agamayim Chalom Mishlamayin Omayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take a Dover Yovesh and make it Lach, right, to go to Bishul B'Shabbos, or take a Dover Lach and make it Yovesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take that that river and make it into a stone. So there'll be Mekayim, the Inyan of Skila, that the Mitzvah Mechayim, Al Yedei, the river, Al Yedei, the Yamsuf. That's what Chacham Avadya says. Again, this is not Pshuto Shel Mikra, okay? But it is still a nice idea. Often we don't like say these types of different Torah at the end of the Agodah. Rashi on the Radak. Both hold. What does that mean? So the Pashtus is that when we left Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment gives us Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Kedusha, and we become Yisrael Mamshal Osef, we become the people who are under Mamshal Osef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pashtus. But Rashi and the Radak both hold the Hoysa Yehuda Lekadcho, that Yehuda in the sense of Shevet Yehuda was Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, in the sense of Nachshon Ben Aminodov, who went into the Yamsuf first and caused the Yamsuf to split, he's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Hoysa Yehuda Lekadcho. That's the way they have it. Milifnei Hashem, here, where is it? Milifnei Adoin Chuli Aretz. What's Chuli Aretz mean? So there are two Perushim and Rashi in the Radak. Either Chuli Aretz means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechulel Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or Chuli Aretz means HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world tremble. Right? Both Perushim are correct because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Memela, everybody should be scared of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Kol Yachol. And that's the idea. That's the idea that we're getting at. If you notice, Kuf Yudala does not finish with Halleluka, and that indicates that it is connected to Lo Lanu. Lo Lanu is basically a way of saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as much as you did, we recognize it's not because we're deserving, right? It's because we... it's because you decided to redeem us. We are really, thank you. We are really undeserving. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. It seems to me that the reason why we say Loilanu after the break in the Seder is because sometimes it takes a certain amount of time and reflection to appreciate what really happened. No? And sometimes, you know, when something happens, you can like pat yourself on the back right away. But when we go back in hindsight, so then we realize Loilanu Hashem, Loilanu, we really don't deserve it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of Mitzrayim? So the answer is given in the Mishorer, in Tehillim itself. Loma yemru ha-goyim ayena Eloheihem. This is very similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Loma yemru Mitzrayim le-mor. Right? We don't want the Umos ha'olam, the Uvdei Avodah Zarah, to pat themselves on the back and to say that that there was some other force that we, etc. We just recognize that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yesod of Bahalal at the end of the Seder, that Abar Vanel has and many Mefarshim have it, is that this is the Halal La'asid Lavai. It's not just that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for us, but Kol HaOlam Kulo, the entire world recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Lo Berishas HaGoyim HaEla, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it Ki L'Shimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol, he can do everything. That's the idea. Everyone recognizes it. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Halalos Hashem kol goyim shapku kol ha'umim. Right? The halal is not only said by us. The halal is said by everyone. Now, to preface the halal at the end of the Seder, the practice is that we say shvoicha moscha al ha'goyim. Shvoicha moscha el ha'goyim. Right, we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish the Goyim. L'cha'ayra, this does not really fit in. Because L'cha'ayra, the end of the Haggadah, is like what we said, is a halal that the Umos HaOlam are going to say. It's not that they're going to be punished, no? It's that the Umos HaOlam will recognize Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasdo. They'll recognize, right, like the psukim in Zechariah say, "Bayoyim hahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu." They'll recognize the whole world to recognize Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are different mafarshim about we have the practice that we pour the kosher aliyahu b'shvocha moscha, and it could be because I think the Ran has a lashon that there are dalad kaisis. And the Dala Kosos may be connected the Kos HaTar Ela, the Kosos of poison that the Umos HaOlam will drink L'Asid level. So Shveich HaMoscha is connected to that idea. Reb Shlomo Karlbach, people know him, he like was a singer, right? I think in Mara Shakola, you sing some Shlomo Karlbach songs, Motzei Shabbos, stuff like that.
Only
then Levavos, right? Those are the only officially approved. These are the only officially approved songs. So Shlomo Karlbach understood that Shveich HaMoscha El HaGoyim doesn't mean the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the warmth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Pashat is not like that. But there is a certain idea that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maybe let out the anger to the Goyim who don't recognize us so that everyone else will be able to recognize Gadlus Hashem La'asid Lavai. That's the way it works. In the Perek of Lo Lanu, so we speak about Beis Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem, Beis Arein B'tchu B'Hashem, Yirei Hashem B'tchu B'Hashem. Yirei Hashem is not a bias. Yirei Hashem is that anyone is shayach to it. Anyone can be a Yirei Hashem. You don't need a bias. Rashi comments that Yirei Hashem is the Gerim. The Radak comments Yirei Hashem are the Talmidei Chachomim. The Me'iri has that idea as well. The Mi'iri has the same idea that we learned in Tanya, that Ayyadei Yir'as Hashem, you come to Ahavas Hashem, and Talmidei Chachamim are able to build up on that level. We recognize in Lolanu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karayv to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillos. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah make these getchkes, and they can make mouths and nose and ears, but the mouths and nose and ears don't do anything. Rav Kook points out in the Siddur Olat Re'iyah that all of the things it says, well, first of all, Atzabehem Kesef Izahav, the Lashon Atzabehem, the Mi'iri says, is the opposite of Lashon Simcha. Itzavon is sadness. Sometimes an Oved Avodah Zarah thinks that he or she will become happy when they worship the Getchka, but Be'itzavon, right, Atzabehem, it really makes them sad, disappointed, because they don't get answered. Maran Rav Kook points out in the Siddur that's Pel Lahem V'lo Yedaberei, Naim Lahem V'lo Yeru'ah, it says Lahem by all of them, but it says Raglehem. It doesn't say Regel Shelahem, Yidehem. It doesn't say Yad Shelahem. The Gemara Nafei Tzora writes that if you find a portion of a Getchka, you assume that's Nispatel. But if you find the hand or the foot of a Getchka, the concern is that they might still worship the hand of the foot. So it's not Oznayim Shelahem, right? It, in which case it would be Batel, but Raglehem, right? The way Rav Kook explains it is that a Regel can be a base in addition to a foot. It can be used to walk in addition to support. That's the idea that we're trying to get at. The Radak has a comment that the Perek finishes with Yisrael Beis Aharon Yirei Hashem. That applies to Abayas, applies to women also, children also. Yirei Hashem, like we mentioned, is shayich to everybody. But then Hashem Zichoron Yivareich, the Radak has a perush. Again, the dictic of this, I don't know. But he says Zichoron refers to the Zicharim, to the males. Hashem Zicharon Yivareich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless the males who are Oile L'Regel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them the bracha, and the bracha should be Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Aleichem V'Abneichem. And the bracha should continue on, and that bracha should only increase. There are two perushim in the Radak about Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Aleichem V'Abneichem. Is it a Lashon Nevua, Lashon Havtocha? Or is it not a Nevuah, but maybe it is a Tefillah? Like we spoke about the Shevach Bakosh and Hodah element of Hallel, it could be that Yosef Hashem Aleichem is a Lashon of Tefillah that they are asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should increase. Lo HaMesim Yehaluka refers to the Rishaim, or called Mesim. Rishaim refers to the Umos HaOlam, who are Yerdei Sheol. We are not Mesim. We are Chayim. Therefore, we are able to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'anachnu nevarech ka me'ata v'yad olam haleluka. Again, haleluka means that it's the end of a perek. Haleluka is the end of a perek in Tehillim. Ahav ki yishma Hashem es kol itach hanunoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to my tefillah. Among the mefarshim on Tehillim, they, again, the idea of Sefer Tehillim is that what happens to David HaMelech in his personal life is supposed to, in, what does Selah mean? Selah means it should go on and on and on and on, probably. The Mefarshim in Tehillim always speak about how David HaMelech wrote Tehillim at a particular time in his life, but the lessons and the values of Tehillim are usable at all times. No? Kaisa's always said to Tehillim, and I could find my own emotions in the Shiros and Sishpachos of David HaMelech. Ahavti Kishma Hashem as Kli Tachanunai refers to the time that David HaMelech is running from Shaul. And David HaMelech feels at that point, he's worried. And everyone is saying, Dave, kid, you're in. Eretz Plishtim, you're not going to be the king. You're a goner. Right? You're a goner. You're not going to make it. But David HaMelech screams out to the Rabbanu Shalom. And David HaMelech is confident. The first four psukim in the Perek of Ahavti, right? The four psukim that go through Ona Hashem Malto Nafshi, etc. Right? Those psukim refer to David HaMelech screaming out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then David HaMelech focuses on the Rachaimim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, psukim Hey through Yud Aleph. Ani amarti b'chavzi kol ha'adam kol zev isn't referring to every human being ever. It means all the people are telling David HaMelech, David, you got no chance to be the king. David, you're gone. And David HaMelech says, no. I trust hemanti ki adaber ani onisi ma'od. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My emuna is very strong. My emuna in that the tefillos that I say will be answered, that emuna is very, very powerful. And that emuna is God, the Mi'iri's Lashon is, God be Yosef B'tzara Haya Boteach B'Hashem. Hemanti ki adaber, it wasn't just dibur, there's a real emuna. He believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take him out of the tzara. We already spoke about the Mi'iri and his comment about whether Halos Hashem Kol Goyim Shapu Kol Ha'umim, whether that is a separate parak in Tehillim or it's not a separate parak. We already discussed it. But the question on Halos Hashem Kol Goyim is that l'chor, it makes no sense. Why should they be happy? Why should they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we got it. Right? If you win the lottery, so I might say, wow, I'm so happy for you. But let's be honest. When I say I'm happy for you, I'm really not happy. Right? I really feel, oh, I wish it was me. So why is it a Halos Hashem Kol Goyim? So the answer probably is that, again, this is L'Asid Lavan. They're looking back in hindsight. And they realize that everything was L'Toiva, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, so that's why the world moved on to a better place, that we were the instruments of Yad Hashem to bring the world on. Chacham Avadia has an interesting mashal. He talks about the donkey who has a rider, and the rider is super duper fat. And the guy is riding the donkey and he wants to get to a certain destination. The guy is waiting, when am I going to get off? The donkey is waiting, when's he going to get off? Because the guy is so fat, the donkey wants to unload him. We're happy that we got out of Mitzrayim. They're happy that we got out of Mitzrayim because it was such a pain for them. I'm glad you're so funny, no? Boom, boom, right? Mamish, they're happy that we got out. We're happy we get out. It's mamish like a beautiful shidduch. There are two.
The opposite,
what?
Like the opposite. It's a beautiful opposite of the shidduch.
It's the opposite of?
That's a beautiful gerish, man. It's like, we're happy, we left,
they're happy. Yeah, they're happy we're out of here. We're happy we're out of here. It's Mamash Barsha Patarani, right? Everybody is like, right? Everyone gets out. It's Mamash. Mamash, beautiful. I should point out, by the way, that Rav Shechter likes to say over from the Netziv, the end of the previous perek, L'cha Ezbazel HaToyda B'Shem HaShem Elkro, Nidar L'Hashem HaShalem, Negdon L'Cholamo. When you bring a Korban Todah, you have to bring 40 breads. It's not shayach to eat in Yom V'Laila. It's too much food to eat at one time. So you have to bring everyone in. You have to invite everyone to join you. That's Negdo Nolochal Amo. Negdo, the Netziv says, is Lashem Nagid. We'll tell everybody about the Yeshua's Hashem. And because we are so happy, and we tell everybody, that's how you're able to eat the entire Korban Todah. A person can't really be happy on his or her own. The person can be happy only when they share the joy when they spread the bracha to others. Halos Hashem Goyim Shapu Ka'om and Kigavar and Chastoy, right, refers to the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Nisim Geluyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he took us out of Mitzrayim. But Klal Yisrael's belief is that, like the Ramban writes Al HaTorah, that not only are the Nisim Geluyim a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but even the Nisim Nistorim Shebuchol Yom Yimanu, right, we see Yad Hashem. Haydu Hashem ki toiv ki la'olam chasto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always good. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even if you don't see it, you don't feel it. The Goyim might be, halos Hashem kol goyim ki gavar l'chasto, only when like big stuff happens, kriyas yamsuf, you get a Mitzrayim. But for us, right, ki la'olam chasto, every sin, everything we recognize is because of the connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to the world, etc. Hoda'a, we know, Moedim is a lashon of thanks, and Moedim is also a lashon of admitting. I'm not going to admit to somebody that I did wrong if I know the person is going to use it against me. But if I have a friend who I hurt, and I know the friend will forgive me, I know that nafshay kashura b'nafshay. So then I'll admit, you know, I hurt you. I did something wrong to you. It's much easier to admit to someone who you know will forgive you. Haydu Hashem ki tov. I admit HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I know the Rabbanu Shalom is good. Ki lo ilam chasto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always show his chesed to us. Min ha-meitza korosika, when we're in distress, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toiv lachos lachsos b'Hashem b'toach b'odom. Chacham Ovadia points out, and I think the Mefarsh, I think the Malbim has this also, that lachasos means that I do it on my own. I go lachasos tachas kanpe hashchina. I go on my own to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like I grab onto the tree. Bitachon is something that someone is mavtiach to me. They promise me. Toiv lachsos b'Hashem, it's better to grab onto that tree, kivyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on your own, without a promise, mibtoyach ba'odom, than it is for if a person promises me, etc. Hashem li bo'ezrei v'anir er v'sonoi. Hashem li bo'ezrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me with those. Well, Hashem li, Hashem is mine, but Ozrai. David HaMelech is saying, Zakta, I believe the Radak, that there are people who came across like they're helping me. They have this whole speech. Dave, we're your friends. We're with you, dude, all the way. But they're fakers. Hashem li ba'ezrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mine against the people who are saying they'll help me, but they're not really helping. Ma'ani er'ebisonai. David HaMelech says, I can see those who, what's it called? Those who hate me in a gullah sort of way. Oitchaki anisoni vatin lishua. Anisoni, the Radak has, is a double meaning. Anisoni means I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he answered me. But anisoni also means I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because inui, because he tortured me. La'asad lafa, I'm going to look back and I am going to see with clarity that all the suffering that we went through, all of the Yisurin that Klal Yisrael went through from Dar Ladar, everything was L'toiv. Everything is for good. Otcha ki anisani. Right? Reb Gedal Yeshur has a maimer in the Ar Gedal Yahu. Chazal say that no one said Shira until the Shira Al Hayam. There's a stira because, you know, Adam HaRishon said Shira, etc. The Midrashim have everyone said Shira. What do you mean there's no Shira until Shira Hayam? The answer is that Shira Hayam is the first time that the Shira comes and the Shira is thanking the Rabbanu Shel Olam even for the bad stuff. Amar Oyev Erdeif Asig Achalik Sholo. But that's part of the Shira. Part of the Shira is the recognition that the Tzaris were good. The Tzaris turned out okay. Oyit Chaki Anisoni. Vati li shua, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the torture, even for the suffering. I really thought I would have more to say. I thought I'd get through Challah. Maybe tomorrow's. Nadi, are you into saying some different Torah for us tomorrow? You're on board?
We'll see if I can think of anything.
Everyone has different Torah in the Haggadah. Come on. In Judaism, right? The Haggadah in Judaism. That's correct. So maybe tomorrow.
Haggadah in Christianity would actually be a very nice course. No.
We don't do that here. Pesach is about Yiddishkeit. So maybe tomorrow, Mir Tashem, if the Olam can have some.
Talk about the birds.
Maybe I'll say some different Torah also. We'll just like have a Haggadah round robin to the best of our ability. Okay, Chevra. Have a great day.